Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast and welcome back to part two with my friend Amy Smith. We are talking about her book, The Restful Homeschool Resolution. So if you missed part one, go back and listen to that from Monday and then join us for the second half of our discussion. So Amy, tell us, I want to talk about your ministry. So you have a ministry called Rest in the Trench Ministry, and I know you really have a heart for families and women. Talk a little bit about what you do with your ministry.
Yeah, so I largely want to help encourage moms, homeschool moms specifically, to cultivate restful hearts in the midst of daily battles. Because we live in the midst of battles. You know, we've got the battles with the children, the battles with the dishes, battles with the laundry pile and the school lessons. But there's also the underlying spiritual battle that's behind the scenes of all of those. I really believe that moms can cultivate restful hearts in the midst of all of that. And that as moms cultivate a restful heart, we can lead our families to a restful home and a restful homeschool.
Yeah, I agree completely. Take us through the book, because this is a fantastic book. We got to talk about it a little bit during part one. And it's, you basically take homeschool moms on a 21-day journey. So can you kind of go through the book with us and how it all unfolds?
Yeah. So, of course, there's a nice little introduction to kind of orient you to what the journey is going to be like. And honestly, the last thing that I wrote for the book right before it went to publishing was the preface. And I cried the entire time through it because the book is dedicated to my mom, who passed away a few years ago. But the first version of the book was actually in blog post format. And so I realized she read my book.
Oh, wow.
Even though she had been gone for several years when it was published. So I have just an introduction to kind of to set why we even need this. And honestly, I don't know if there's many homeschool moms who would say we don't need rest, because so many of us are struggling with weariness of one sort or another. But then we very quickly get into a 21-day journey. So the idea is just spend a little bit of time, not necessarily in the book, but using the book as a tool to spend time with Jesus every day to seek him. So each day has a short devotion, short, very intentionally, because I know homeschool moms only have a small amount of time that you can sit down and read before the kids are needing your attention again. So there's a short devotion each day that focuses on just one passage of scripture. It might be one verse. It might be one story out of scripture, but something to focus our minds on God's word, because that's where our rest comes from, is knowing God's word and knowing Jesus, who is the word. Then at the end of each devotion, there is a prayer challenge. And you know, somebody told me when they first read the book that they were disappointed to realize that the book was actually a prayer challenge. Because, you know, she's like, I grew up in church and I've been praying and I know how to do that. But these prayer challenges aren't necessarily what you might think of when you're thinking of prayer. It's not, you know, sitting down with our list of prayer needs and kind of going through a checklist, but it's praying different scriptures. It's being intentional with worship. It's being intentional with thanksgiving. It's being intentional with praise. It's looking at what current circumstance you're struggling with, and seeing who God is and how He can meet that need. Mm-hmm. So, in a need of in a season of financial need, God is Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. If we're in a season of sickness and we need healing, God's Jehovah Rapha. And so there's, this prayer challenge to get to know God's name so that we can pray and ask him to show us himself in that particular aspect. So there's all these different prayer challenges each day. And the idea of each of those challenges is to see which ones help you connect with the heart of God and which ones help you seek Jesus, because not all of us are going to seek him in the same ways because we're all different and we have different personalities. Right. So some of these you'll try and like, that one didn't really work for me. Well, okay, so don't do that one again. But then there'll be a different challenge. You discover that really helps you draw closer to the heart of Jesus. And so that's one that you would want to build into a habit. So we've got each day the devotion, this prayer challenge, and then a specific prayer focus. So what I've done here is given us 21 different areas of homeschool life for us to intentionally pray about. And the idea of this came when I was several years into my homeschool journey, struggling with what math curriculum are we going to use
again.
How many times had I been there? I don't know how many. It was like year number three of homeschooling, and I don't know what number curriculum for math we were on. But I just felt like the Lord whispered to me one day as I was wrestling through that decision again of, Amy, have you asked me? No, Lord, I haven't asked you. And he gave me this reminder of, I love your son. I love you. And I actually do care about his math education. And I was like, okay. So I stopped and I prayed for the first time ever, God, what math curriculum do we want to use? And then I saw over the next couple of weeks how this one particular curriculum just kept popping up in front of me, and different mentors kind of guided me in this direction. I was like, oh, he really did care about our math.
Yeah.
But beyond that, there's so many areas of homeschool life that I think we're tempted to just take on our own shoulders. And we try to create a new chore plan. We try to create a new schedule. I think on Monday we talked about thinking we can eventually find rest if we have the right, or think there's this picture that I have of what homeschool should be like. And I found that I try to create that picture. We can take all of these different areas under our own shoulders without even talking to the Lord about it. So, walking through sibling strife, because that is part of homeschool.
Yep.
Looking at lesson plans, record keeping, finances in marriage, and meal planning and mealtime, because homeschool life is so much more than just the academics.
Right.
So it's just a journey of intentionally praying about all of these different areas of life.
Yeah, I love it. I love that you go through all of those different things, especially like the sibling relationships. I think often we go into homeschooling, we don't think about that. Mm-mm. We don't think about the fact that this is literally going to be a huge part of every single day, is helping our kids learn how to love one another, how to get along with one another, and just how to treat each other the way that Christ has called them to treat one another. And so it's such a wonderful reminder. And you're right. I mean, meal planning and marriage, all of those things are so much a part of homeschooling. And, like I said in the last episode, I came into homeschooling with this kind of idea of what it was going to look like. And none of that stuff was part of it. It was just, we were going to do school at home. I mean, that was what, we would do it in a classroom. And then I got into it, and we're 9.5 years into homeschooling now. And I'm like, oh, it doesn't look at all like what I thought it was going to look like, but it's so much better. And there are so many rewards, but you have to, like you said, be very intentional about what you're doing and how you're doing it. One of the verses that you mention is Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And I would love for you to talk on that. I'll read it really quickly. And it's, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So talk about, I would love for you to talk about that. It's Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And is it possible? I mean, how do we do that?
Well, that scripture is actually included in this book, because it has been incredibly frustrating for me so many times, because that's a verse that I had memorized when I was a little girl. And in the seasons of motherhood and homeschooling, when life is just hard, like, okay, Jesus has come to me and I will give you rest, but it's not happening. I'm like, Jesus, I keep coming to you and I'm not restful. Maybe that was just a Sunday school answer. Maybe it's not really possible for moms. But the further that I kind of go in this journey of homeschooling, and the further or the longer I've walked with the Lord and really decided, I really do believe his word is true. Like, if he said it, it must be true somehow. And so I've discovered three different principles out of that passage that I think are very helpful for us. And the first is that Jesus says, come to me. That means our rest can only be found when we seek the person. We can only seek rest in a person. We don't seek rest in a schedule or in a new plan, which is where, you know, I have tried to find my rest. Rest only comes in a person, and it's only in the person of Jesus. Because he is the one who is our peace. But then after that, he says, come to me and I will give you rest. And see, there, the rest is a gift. And so what we have to do is receive his rest as a gift. Again, when we're trying to create this perfect homeschool environment, I think we're trying to create rest. We're trying to create a rest that only comes from him. And so I think it takes a lot of humility to recognize I can't create the environment that I want my family to have.
Yeah.
We need Jesus to give that to us.
Yes.
So we seek rest in Jesus by seeking him first and drawing close to him. We receive his gift rather than trying to create it. And then he goes on to say, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And in that, we have to think about what picture is he giving us with this idea of a yoke. And we have to see that that's a term from farming and plowing the fields. When you would use oxen to plow the fields, you would put them in a yoke, and there would be two oxen yoked together. And typically it would be an older one and a younger one for the younger ox to learn from the experienced older ox. And so Jesus is inviting us to take that yoke with him so that we can learn from him. But in this, we have to recognize that we need to cultivate rest through a journey. And we're going on a journey side by side with Jesus. We're walking with him. And rest actually involves a lot of work, because Jesus has called us to work. And in homeschooling, this is work. And it is a good work that he's called us to. He wants us to walk with him and cultivate rest by walking with him as we go about the work of daily life as homeschoolers.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, because as you're talking about that, I'm thinking, as we are yoked with the Lord and walking together with him side by side, our children are yoked with us. And I mean, they also, of course, are yoked with the Lord, but they're the younger, weaker ones coming alongside of us as their parents. Right. And we're teaching them the ways and how to work the fields and how to live this life that God has called us to live. And so what a beautiful imagery of us with the Lord and them with the Lord, and then us with our children, of being able to, and that's, you know, that's one of the beauties of homeschooling is we get to be the ones day in and day out who get to train up our children and disciple them and speak truth into their hearts. And we talked before about just finding opportunities to pray with our children. And we often do that with our kids, you know, and it can be something simple, like, you know, if one of them, you know, if my youngest one falls off her scooter, which, you know, she's always, seems like she's always banging up her knees and stuff, you know, I mean, she's a little girl. And so, you know, oftentimes we'll just stop and just pray, you know, right there in the moment, Lord, please help this pain to go away. Help her to enjoy the rest of her day, you know, whatever it is. And just making that part of our day and teaching them, you just talk to the Lord throughout the day. And that's really us, you know, yoked together with our kids, teaching them the ways of the Lord. So let's take a quick break and we'll come back and finish up our conversation. The 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo is going on now. Join us for new live interactive sessions every week. You'll enjoy practical homeschooling encouragement, advice, and resources from your favorite homeschool leaders. Register today to hear from Kirk Cameron, Heidi St. John, Sam Sorbo, Rebecca Spooner, Miki Addison, Todd Wilson, and many more. Enjoy a free preview over 9 hours of content at homegrowngeneration.com or register for lifetime access to the entire conference for just $20. Go to homegrowngeneration.com today.
Hey guys, this is Brooklyn Hampton. Have you left a review for the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast yet? If you haven't, then pause the show right now and go do it. Don't worry, I'll wait. Have you done it yet? Great. Then back to the show.
We are back with Amy and we are talking about rest. We're talking about her book, The Restful Homeschool Resolution. It's a 21-day journey to transform your homeschool. And one of the things that you talk about is that there are different types of rest. There's physical rest, mental rest, and spiritual rest. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Sure. So I think, you know, when I've asked this question a lot of different moms, of, okay, what is rest? I mean, stop for just a minute and think about that. How would you define the word rest? And it's easy for us to think, oh, it's just taking a nap or just getting enough sleep. And I have a little baby who's up during the middle of the night. I can't have rest. But there are different types of rest that we need. And sometimes I think we end up not feeling restful when we've been trying to get rest. But it's actually that we've been pursuing the wrong type of rest. So, you know, I feel very weary, so I'm going to take a nap. Well, that helps if the rest that you're needing is a physical rest, and that is very much needed. But maybe what you're really needing is mental rest. And you would be in a much better place just to step back from social media or step back from, you know, more Google searches for a season. So with physical, mental, and spiritual, we absolutely need physical rest. Our bodies were created with rest. So we do need good sleep. We need to slow down at some point during the day. We need to allow our bodies to have a break. But physical activity is also a type of physical rest, allowing ourselves to get outside and take a walk or, you know, engage in a hobby or some sort of sport that you enjoy. Those are important as part of physical rest. Then there is mental rest. We're in the culture that we live in with so much information around us constantly. Our brains just need a time to step out of that.
Yes.
And that looks different for different people. You know, like I mentioned, it might be stepping back from social media or at least knowing what parameters and boundaries you need to place on that. Mm-hmm. And I just recognized that about myself last week. I woke up, you know, one morning and before I even got out of bed, realized that I had picked up my phone, scrolled through social media, scrolled through the news, and my anxiety level was rising sky high. Mm-hmm. And my feet hadn't even touched the floor yet. Okay, I've got to do something about this. And so the mental rest I needed was get my phone away from my bed. Uh-huh. Take Facebook off of my phone. You just put some very strict parameters in place. Not saying that I quit going there.
Sure.
But I put boundaries in place so that I could have the mental rest that my mind really desperately needs right
yep.
now.
Yep.
But then thirdly, spiritual rest. I think that a lot of times this is what we neglect most of all, is we'll pursue some type of physical rest or some type of mental rest when we really need a spiritual rest. And that's this idea of having a rest in the midst of whatever's going on. And that's where these prayer habits that we've talked about already come into play, is how can we seek Jesus and draw close to him and allow him to give us his rest and have that foundational rest that even if we're physically exhausted, which we will have those days, mm-hmm. we're okay because we know God's in control. We know he loves us. We know he loves our children, and we know that he works all things for his good. So, you know, physical, mental, and spiritual are all important, but it's the spiritual rest that kind of lays a foundation for all of the others.
Yeah. Yep. I love that. Well, I love this book. It's definitely one of those books that I feel like every homeschool mom would be so blessed mm-hmm. by, because it really does help you to change your perspective a little bit, figure out how the mm-hmm. Lord has called us to have rest and how we can get that through His word, because he is a good God. He does not want us to be completely overwhelmed all the time, feeling like we can't accomplish what He's called us to. So the book again is called The Restful Homeschool Resolution, 21 Days to Transform Your Homeschool. And then people can learn more about you on your website, which is amiesmith.com, right? AIMEE Smith.com. Yeah. And so thank you for the encouragement that you have brought through the book. Thank you for the encouragement you bring through your blog and just all that you're doing. I know you're really, your hands are heavily involved in the homeschool community and in bringing encouragement to so many families. And so you are a blessing and I am so thankful for you. So thank you for taking time to share with us today about your book. And we will, of course, put links to it in the show notes so you can find her book through that. But thank you again, Amy. I really appreciate your time today. And I really, really appreciate your encouragement through what yeah. God is doing with you. It's a very exciting thing. So
yeah, well, thank you so much for letting me join you. I've really enjoyed this time with you. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. You guys have a fantastic week. If you have not yet left a review for the podcast, please do so. And if you have not yet joined with us for the Homegrown Generation Family Expo, that is still, it is ongoing. We are actually still doing live sessions every week. We're doing one or two live sessions a week, and you can see all of the recorded sessions that we've done. And there's some fantastic ones. Share it with your friends. You can get great encouragement, so many resources, and it's all nicely categorized for you. So it won't be completely overwhelming. You can listen to the different sessions that you feel would be the most blessing to you and your family. So you can go find out more about that at homegrowngeneration.com and continue to be encouraged. Go love your kiddos, and we will see you back here next week. Bye.